Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Peah with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Zayas shenimtza omed bein shlosh shuros shel shnei malbenim. An olive tree that stands between three rows of two bricks. Now, a brick is a plot of land that was brick-shaped. So if you have an olive tree that stands in the middle of three rows that are between two of these plots of land, v'shacho, and he forgot from it, eno shicha, that's not shicha. Zayas sheyesh bo sasayim v'shacho, if an olive tree has a sasayim of produce on it and he forgot it, eno shicha, then that's not considered shicha. Again, the poor can't just come and take it, it still belongs to the owner. What are the circumstances of these cases? Bizman shelo hischil bo, when he hasn't started to pick them. Aval im hischil bo, but if he did start to pick them, afilu kazayas hanatufa bishato, even a natufa, one of these distinguished trees in the time when it's producing abundantly, bishacho, if he started to pluck it and then he forgot, yeshlo shicha, then shicha applies. Kolzman sheyeshlo tachtav, yeshlo barosho. As long as he has unforgotten produce below, then he still has ownership of what's on the top. Rabbi Meir Omer, mishetelech hamachave. And Rabbi Meir says he has the time that the machabe departs. And we'll explain what that is momentarily. Let us look in the Barton Neuro. Shlosh shuros shel shnei malbenim. So you've got three rows of two rectangular plots of land. Gimel shurosh shel elanei zeisim. There's three rows of olive trees. Ubein shur rishona lishnia aruga miruvas kedimus malbenus hatvua shebein hazeisim. The tanan lael bereish parak gimel. And between the first and second row of olive trees, you have one of these plots of land that is planted with some other crop, as we discussed in the third chapter. And you have a similar plot of land between the second and third rows of olive trees. And he forgot to pick the middle tree in the middle row. So you've got a row of olive trees, a plot of land, a row of olive trees, a plot of land, and a row of olive trees. And he neglected to reap from the middle olive tree in the middle row. So if you walked around the perimeter, you'd pretty much hit every tree except for that one. It's concealed. So if that's the case, eno shicha sheheilanos hasvivav histiruha, because the olive trees surrounding it conceal it. V'dami lechafuruhu bekash o amdu aniyim kenegdo. And it's similar to the case of when the poor hid something in the straw or stood in front of it. The Tanan La'el de Eno Shecha. Because we learned above that if something is concealed, it wasn't forgotten, it was hidden from his sight, then it's not really forgotten, so it still belongs to the owner. B'med Devorim Amorim, when is this talking? Amis Nisan de La'el. This is talking about the previous Mishnah. De Mahada de Tanan Bezayas Hanatufa, Beshato, Beshacho, Eno Shecha. Because it goes back to talking about the tree that's called Natufa in its time, because it drips oil, what happens if he forgot it? So this Bamed Devar Memurim, what are we talking about, is actually referring to the case of the previous Mishnah that we did yesterday. Bamed Devar Memurim, what are we talking about? Bizman Shelo Hischil Bo. When does the Natufa tree not have Shecha? When he hasn't started it. About his chilbo, but if he did start it, v'shachach, and he then forgot, harizu shicha ad shiyebo sasayim, then it is shicha until such time as it has a sasayim of produce still on it. Kolzman sheyeshlo tachtav yeshlo barosho, as long as he has below, then he still has the top. Im nizkar bal hazesim min hazesim sheshachach be'ilan, ba'od sheyeshlo zesim tachtav yachal lachzor ulalaktan, v'lo chashiva shicha. If the Baal Hazesim, if the owner of the olive trees, has olives that he forgot in the tree while there's still olives he remembers under the tree, then he's still able to come back and reap them. Below Chashiva Shecha, and it's not considered Shecha, Masha Shachak, that which he forgot Barosh Ha'ilan on the top of the tree. Ela Achar, Shelo Nishar Lo, Zeshim Tachas Ha'ilan, until such time as he no longer has unforgotten olives under the tree. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mishetelech Hamachave, Rabbi Meir says that it's not Shecha until after the Machave has gone. Klomer, Mishabadak, Hamalakate, Bechol, Mitfue Hazesim. There's someone who comes and checks that the produce has been gathered. So it's only after the checker has gone that the produce goes to the poor. In a case where the owner of the tree no longer has olives underneath. But so long as the checker has not come and made sure that the olive trees were gathered, he's still able to come back and glean from those trees. But the halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir. Mishnah Gimel. Ezehu Peret. What is peret? We had previously said that peret is essentially the term for leket when it comes to grapes, for gleanings. When somebody drops produce, then the poor get to keep it. So that peret is a special term for leket of grapes. But now we're going to discuss it. What is peret? Hanosher b'shas habetzira. It's that which remains at the time of the grape harvest. Hayabotzer, if he was harvesting grapes. Akat sesa eshkol, and he cut a cluster. Husbach be'alim, and it got tangled in the leaves. Nafal miyado la'aretz v'nifrat, and it fell to the ground and was separated. Harehu shal balabayis. This still belongs to the owner. As we said in a previous Mishnah, if he's stuck by a thorn and drops something, then it's still the property of the owner. It doesn't become leket in such a case. So same here, it doesn't become peret in such a case. Hamaniach es ha-kakala tachas ha-gefen, someone who puts a basket under the grapevine, b'shashahu botzer, at the time when he's harvesting it. Harizeh gozel es ha-aniyim, this person is stealing from the poor. Al-zeh ne'mar, regarding such a case it says, and it again paraphrases a pasuk in Mishlei, Al taseh gvul olim. Do not remove the landmark of those who ascended. Really, the pasuk says gvul olam, the landmark of the world. But again, this is a homiletic reading of that verse. So let's take a look in the Bartonuro. Ezehu peret, which is peret, haomer b'Torah, uperet karmecha lo salakate. Because the Torah says in the 19th chapter of Vayikra, the peret of your field you shall not glean. Husbech be'alim, it got tangled in the leaves. Nikshar v'nechaz be'alim, it got tied and grabbed in the leaves. Ve'al yedei kach nafal v'nifrat, and that's why it fell and scattered. Hari hushal balabayis, it still belongs to the owner. Shalom nifrat derech betzira, because it did not fall as a consequence of the harvesting process. Hamaniach kala b'shashahu botzer, someone who puts a basket under the vine when he's reaping it. Nosein sal, tachas ha'anavim, he puts a basket under the vines. Sheyipo ha'peret l'socho, so that the fallen grapes should fall into it. Harezeh gozal es ha'aniyim, this person is actually stealing from the poor. De peret b'nishiraso zahu bo aniyim, kodem sheyagil la'aretz. Because the peret belongs to the poor even before it hits the ground. So he can't catch it in midfall. Once it's dropped, it belongs to the poor. So that would be considered stealing from them because they acquire it in the dropping, not in the landing. I'll just say gvul olim. Do not remove the boundary of those who went up. Mefur shel el b'perek hay. So we discussed above in the fifth chapter that this verse is homiletically read to say not to disregard the teachings of the Torah, which was given to those who ascended from Egypt, a slightly different reading than it actually says in Mishlei. That is Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Daled and Hey.